Little long-haired Jack sits up beside his mother, beneath a small square skylight.
I'm fine.
Ma stirs and smiles.
I'm so old now.
You're such a big boy now.
Yep.
Good morning, Lamp.
Good morning, Plant.
Good morning, Ink Snake.
Good morning, Rug.
Good morning, Wardrobe.
Good morning, TV.
Good morning, Sink.
Morning, Toilet.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay.
It's my birthday, I'm 5.
I get it.
They sit at a small table.
Take your vitamin. It's the last one.
Vitamins.
Jack takes the tablet, and they eat their breakfast in the small, dimly lit room. Ma rests her chin on her hand.
Mm-hmm. Is bad tooth hurting?
Mm-hmm. What do you know?
Mind over matter.
If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
Jack points, but Ma doesn't react.
You're right. Hey, do you know what we're gonna do today?
What?
We are going to bake a birthday cake.
A birthday cake?
Mm-hmm.
Like in TV?
Mm-hmm, but for real.
No way.
Get the back. One, two, three, four, five. There you are.
Thanks for helping me get my dinosaur back. I love you.
Okay, TV off.
Ma scrubs the floor, then they measure Jack against the wall.
I'm gonna grow and grow until I'm a giant. Look, Ma, I'm strong as Samson.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to be Jack the Giant, giant killer. Burst out of skylight into space with my dog Lucky and boing, boing, boing between all of the planets.
Start with some stretch.
Great job.
They hop around on one leg.
Other leg, quickly.
Supported on their hands, they stretch their legs.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Jack does a hop.
Frog. Take the back, and then do a push-up down. Up. Okay, time for track. And this one. Oh, I meant this wall. Did I say this wall? I meant this wall. But I actually meant, I meant this one. But this one needs it too.
Jack runs from wall to wall, around the small room, then somersaults onto the bed. He leaps off with a big smile. Jack neatly breaks an egg on the edge of a bowl.
Very good.
Is it the batter?
It's the batter. We're going to add some butter, too. Look at all that.
Butter!
Oh, yeah. Mash that in.
Oh, we got it.
Why don't you do some of that? Can you handle that?
Jack stirs the mixture, then washes up. He covers his eyes, and Ma brings over the cake on a plate with a 5 traced in the simple white icing.
Abracadabra.
Now the candles.
We don't have any candles. No.
We said a birthday cake for real. That means candles on fire.
Jack. It's okay without the candles. It's still a birthday cake.
You should ask for candles for Sunday treat, not dumb jeans.
I'm sorry. You know, I have to ask for stuff that we really need. Stuff that he can get easily.
But only gets anything! By magic!
Why don't we try your cake?
No!
Jack, let's try a bite of it.
I said no!
Ma struggles to stay calm, heaves a sigh, and hugs Jack.
Next week when I'm 6, you better ask for real candles.
Next year, you mean?
Half the cake has been eaten.
And Edmund tears free out of the bag and swims to the island of Monte Cristo. And he digs up the treasure his friend was telling him about. He buys a big yacht and sails back to France. And when he gets there, he decides to buy the island and call himself the Count. And vows to take revenge on all of the people that were mean to him.
They play in the bath, throwing wet clothes at each other. Ma hangs up the clothes and hugs Jack in bed.
Can we have more birthday cake?
Tomorrow.
Just a bite?
Will you brush our teeth already?
One last story, please.
Come on, Jack, it's late. Let's go to bed.
Ma cancels the alarm on her watch, and Jack sullenly walks across to his small bed in a corner. She tucks him in. Ma strokes Jack's hair.
One evening when the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the tracks came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountain. Oh, come with me, go and see the big rock candy mountain. In the big rock candy mountain, there's a land that's clear and bright."
In the dark, Jack's asleep.
Jeans. Grape shirt. Way too much. Sure, I got you. Canned pears.
Jack wakes up and listens.
What's that? A birthday cake?
Jack sits up.
You should have told me. I'd have got him a present.
The man takes off his trousers.
So, how old is he, anyway? Four?
Five.
Jack listens, wide-eyed. Jack lies back down and pulls the blanket over him.
There's room, then outer space, with all the TV planets, then heaven.
Jack lies on his back on the rug, looking up through the skylight.
Plant is real, but not trees. Spiders are real, and one time the mosquito that was sucking my blood. But squirrels and dogs are just TV. Except Lucky, he's my dog who might come someday. Monsters are too big to be real, and the sea. TV persons are flat and made of colors. But me and you are real. Well, Nick, I don't know if he's real. Maybe half.
7, 8, 49, 50, 51.
Jack shuts his eyes, pretending to be asleep. Ma comes and picks him up. Ma lays Jack in her bed and gets in beside him. She looks at her son, then lies down and switches off the bedside lamp. Ma settles under the covers in the dark room, with Jack's pictures on one wall, a wardrobe, hanging clothes and folding chair.